Sunday night, Chafei Shvat, Shmaitza Shir. We're in Shmaitza Aleph. Where are we? Oh, Perek Aleph. Okay, we're in the question of why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a pasuk to be matir Safek Mamzer if Safek Deoraisa is Lakula, according to the Rambam? So, the Pnei Yeshua, we'll go with again back to the Pnei Yeshua. V'chidusha Pnei Yeshua, Perek Asor Yusin, Kosov Liyashev, that the Hod the Kosov Rachman al Hatta Sofik Mamzer, Hainu Afilu Dehecha Ruba Liyisura, even if there's a Rov. Maybe Raim and Mashi Kosov Apri Chodosh, the Yitzvich Lamishri Sofik Mamzer, Afilu Hecha Dika Chazoka, you're going to Sofik Gerishin, Dika Cheskosatius Ish, Im Kain Hu Adin Hecha Dika Ruba. So the Pnei Yeshua is. So it's really now we have two terutzim for the price of one. And we're saying that even though there's a cheskes eishes ish that says she's an eishes ish, let's say you threw her a get, sofi kar of loy, sofi kar of law, there's a chazok of the meikar that she's an eishes ish. So pashtas, you go basel chazoka, and then the child that's born would be a mamzer, right? If she's an eishes ish, and someone else married her and had a child, so the child's a mamza. So we say, no, the child's a suffix mamza. That's what the Prechadish says. And the Pnei Yeshua says it, legabe rov. Even if there's a rov l'isura, so we say it's a suffix. So what the Pnei Yeshua and the Prechadish are really saying, it's a chiddush what they're saying. But to be able to say what they're saying, in the first place, you have to postulate that when the Torah says, follow chazok or follow rov, it's still a heft of a suffik, as we would call it. The Torah is not telling you that the suffik is nistalek, and it's a vadai now, right? It's a rule of how to deal with sveikas. Maybe some achronim call that hanhoga, although it's hard to know what achronim mean. I'm just, if you come across this word, it might be what they mean. That it's, now it's not telling you to make, to me, the word hanhoga just means there's still a cheft of a suffix. It's not that there's a gilui ha-Torah, that now this is a way of determining its status, b'toras vadai, as if, let's say, two edim came and told you what it was. That's called vadai. But through chazok and rov, it's not vada, it's still suffik. So what's the Torah telling you? So it's telling you what to do, how to deal with the suffik. There's a way of dealing with it. You could follow chazok, you could follow rov. Now to follow means, it's borrowed by me, to follow means to assume a tzad of the suffik. But it's only an assumption, it's not a vados. The reason I'm speaking this out is just the Pnei Yeshua and the Brich Hadash are still a chiddush. They're a chiddush that you don't go basa rov here, you don't go basa chazaka, it's mutter. But to be able to say they're chiddush, you have to postulate that chazaka and rov still leave you with a heft of a suffix. If they left you with a vadai, no one's going to say, let's say, even if two eidim, if you don't know if someone's a mamzer or not, and two eidim come, that he is a mamza, so still suffik mamza is lakula. No one would say that, because after two edim come, it's not a suffik anymore.
What if God said?
We would probably, maybe like we would tell him, Oy b'shamayim, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
It could. If it's a vadai, then the Zeres HaKosov is not talking about that. Because it's talking about Sofik Mamzer.
Why?
It is. It's talking about Sofik Mamzer. Sofik Mamzer Mutter. If Chazaka is a Din Torah, if Chazaka creates Vadai, then when we get up to the Pasuk that says Sofik Mamzer Mutter, we'd say it's not talking about this case. This case is a Vadai. If you knew it's talking about that case, then you, so you'd say what I'm saying, that it's still a suffix, even after Chazaka. They are saying, I got news for you. the Pnei Yeshua and the Bri Chadash are saying it's talking about that case. You don't have to say what if. That's what they're saying. It's talking about this case. So I'm... You don't know. The Pasuk says something mam's a mutter. You don't know the case. The Pnei Yeshua is mechadish, a big chiddish, that it's even talking about when there's a rove saying it's asur. Without the Pnei Yeshua, you would say it's not talking about when there's a rove that it's asur. Pnei Yeshua is coming along and saying the Pasuk's even talking about a rove. I'm saying, for the Pnei Yeshua is a chiddish. Fine. We can accept this chiddish. Why not? Very nice chiddish. We applaud. Very nice. But to be able to say the chiddish, you have to get to step one. And step one has to be that even when there's a rove telling you what to do b'mokom asafek, it's still a chefs of a safek. If that wouldn't be true, then it's not the pshat, the Pnei Yeshua would be wrong. I want you to understand, the Pnei Yeshua wouldn't be able to say what he's saying, because the pasuk says safek mamzer, and this is a vadai. So therefore, and it's not rochok. If you think about it, again, whether you choose to think about it logically or you just want to bring a raya, it's up to you. Chazok and rov does not create a vadai. If you think about it, a get sofik kar of law, sofik kar of law. Chazok is not going to tell you vadai what happened. If not Mustafa would tell you vadai what happened. Rov, maybe you can make a better case that it tells you vadai. But you see, at least from the Pnei Yeshua hold, not like that, the Shmaita will be chaylik. Right, that's the Shmaita says. The Lanias Daiti. Lanias Daiti. Hechadika Ruba. Vadei Azlina Basrei Afila Basafik Mamzer. The Shmaita's point exactly is that Rov creates Vadei. So Vadei, even by Safik Mamzer, you follow Rov. And he proves it. He seemingly proves it. We'll see in a moment. Tibaparakama Dechulin Sham Minalan Dazlina Basar Ruba. By Aruba, the lesser kamon. Achrei Rabim Lahatos is Aruba de Issa kamon. So the Gemara says, again, there's Aruba de Issa kamon, which is, you have a ta'aruvos, you have a mixture. Most of the things in the mixture is one way. A miut is a different way. Something comes out of the mixture, so to speak, and you want to know what it is. That's a rove that's been created here in front of us. Ruba de Issa kamon. Ruba de Lesser kamon, there's no taruvos. You have an animal. You shechted it. Let's say you don't have to be, you weren't bodek yet for treifus. It's not true. There's a miut hamotsui, we won't go into that. But you follow, rove animals are not treifos. That's called a Ruba de Lesser kamon. It's called a rove beteva. Hashem made a bria where the teva produces bapashtus, unless something goes awry with the bria, unless something went wrong, which Hashem allowed things to go wrong sometimes. A child is born deformed, something went wrong with the bria. A child is born stillborn, something went wrong with the bria. Someone has a stroke, something went wrong with the bria. So. But bapashtus, if the bria runs the way it's supposed to, a non-trefa animal is a norm. A norm. That's Ruba de Lesser Kamon means there's a norm. And so the Gemara wants to know, how do you know you follow Ruba de Lesser Kamon? Ruba de Issa Kamon, we know, Acher Rabba Mahatos, it's a Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Sanhedrin explains how the Sanhedrin is called a Ruba de Issa Kamon. It's not exactly, precisely, the case of Ruba de Issa Kamon, because nothing was poresh from the rove. The Psak Din was poresh. Okay, but but that's for sure, it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. However the exact dynamics of a Beis Din is, but it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon, it's a rove that's been formed here and now. It's not, there's no larger Teva Habriya. So the Mormons know, how do you know you follow Ruba de Lesser Kamon? Because some say there is a miut. There's a miut with teva also. The teva produces some treifus. But like upon him, it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. And now we're looking for, how do you know you follow Ruba de Lesser Kamon? Asumi maka over the emo, that you give a guy misa. Dilma lav avivu, maybe it's not his father. So, and that's a rove, it's called a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. can talk about it. There's also Chazaka, Rove. We're not going to go into that particular case because that's not the point here. Hare dehod machzigin basravua in olam mishum roiva mishum chazaka. V'neimad ruba b'chazaka loy mahani b'safik mamzer. So the only, what you see from the Gemara is that the only way to say to the, a guy, you know, you're my pappy, you're my dad, is with ruba de'isa, come on. Because you don't really know. So it's ruba de'isa, it's ruba de'lesa, come on. So now if Rov doesn't help by Safik Mamzer, then imkein lo mashkachas kol vaday. Every single person is a Safik Mamzer, Safik Nana Mamzer. Right? That's what the Shmaitza asks on the Pnei Yeshua. Now, the Pnei Yeshua happens to be talking about a Ruba De'isa Kamon. Whatever his case is, you have a city, you have some Mamzerim in the city, maybe you have Rov Mamzerim in the city. So right away, you could answer the Shmaitz's question by saying certainly Ruba de Lesser Kamon creates a Vadai. But Ruba de Isa Kamon does not. Why should you make such a the Shmaitz doesn't hold of that chilek. I know that. That's why he asks on the Pnei Yeshua. I'm just pointing out what the Pnei Yeshua could answer, because Pnei Yeshua happens to be talking about Ruba de Isa Kamon, and the Gemara Shmaitz brings happens to be Ruba de Lesser Kamon. In my mind, I understand the Svara very well, that in Ruba de Lesser Kamon is a Vadai, because you say, what you're saying is almost as if, like, you know Vadai what happened. You're saying the Bria, there's a reason why it should be not a Trefa. See, by Ruba de Isa Kamon, there's no reason why it should be that way. There's just a din that you follow the Rov. So you say, oh, a din that you should follow the Rov, but Bechefza is still a miut. There was nothing telling you, Bechefza is still a Sofik. Say, a miut is still a Sofik. The Torah is telling you follow the Rov, because there's nothing that's really telling you that the Sofik has been clarified. There's no reason for the Sofik to have been clarified. It's telling you follow the Rov, saying a Svara. But by Ruba de Lesser Kamon, they're really, once the Torah gives you the go-ahead to follow Ruba de Lesser Kamon, you really have a reason to say it's not a Trefa. You have a reason to say he's my father, because that's the norm of the Bria. Once the Torah legitimizes Ruba de Lesser Kamon, I'm saying the reason why it would very well be a Vadai is because in Svara it could produce a Vadai, because there's a reason why he should be my father, because that's the norm of the Bria. There's like a Siba to say it's a Vadai. By Ruba de Isa Kamon, there's no real Siba. I'm explaining a Svara that is a Svara to me. Why it's possible, I want to answer the Pnei Yeshua from the Shmaitz's question. Pnei Yeshua says that Ruba, even if there's a Rov L'Isser, a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, the Shmaitz asks from a Gemara that you follow, that every person is only knows his yichus from his father because of Ruba de Lesser Kamon, otherwise you don't really know. So the Shmaitza says, hey, if it's still a Safik, so every person's walking around, there's a Safik Mamza, so he can marry whoever he wants. He can marry a Mamza, he can marry a Kohl. Safik Mamza's Mutter. So that is Kasha. So the Shmaitza's conclusion is that Rov and Chazaka produce Vadai. No longer, it's not a Safik Mamza anymore. That's his conclusion. So you can't answer the Pnei Yeshua's question. You can't answer the Pnei Yeshua's answer to this question. And you can't answer the Pri Chodesh's answer to the question, because Rov and Chazaka produce Vadai. I'm suggesting a Teretz. The Teretz, without explanation, is that Ruba de Lesser Kamon produces Vadai, but Ruba de Isa Kamon does not. If you ask me why, to me, the Zvara, again, Ruba de Isa Kamon is not telling you a compelling reason why the Suffix should be Nifshat. Suffix Nifshat means the Suffix should be clarified. There's no reason why it's that way. It's telling you follow the Rov. Okay, I'll follow the Rov. That's what I should do. But Ruba de Lesser Kamon, once the Torah legitimizes following it, there's a reason why it should be that way. It's not a Trefa. It's a normal behemoth. That's Vadai. A normal behemoth is not a Trefa. So the Torah says, say it's a normal behemoth. Assume it's a normal behemoth. follow the norm. That's what I think
but
might be
what
a parent.
What if it gets proven over time that the norm is actually truly a suffix?
There's no Reuben the Lesser, come on. If the norm becomes that half of the animals in the world that are born are treifus, then there indeed is no more Reuben the Lesser, come on.
Okay, from that point forward.
Well, yeah. Does the teva of the world change, and therefore simonim and shulchan aruch change? That's debatable. I can't think of a case. You could, you know, some people say maybe rachmano litzlan roiv noshim basulos nisos. Let's say. So it's not so clear at all whether it's a the pastus. It's a Reuben the Lesser. Come on. There's no pool of women in a city that you say most of these women are psulos getting married, and this one is like kol de parish, meruba parish. The pashas is not the intention of the Gemara. The intention of the Gemara is that it's a societal norm. It's a norm in the Bria that rov noshim psulos sos, making that a Reuben the Lesser come on. Now, you can say, does that change? You know, that's a good question. Yeah.
As far as the Rav, two points. One, the Torah authorized it.
That wasn't my svara. That the Torah authorized it is a given. The Torah said, follow it. That's not my svara. That's
words.
A given. Yeah.
And then the Rav said, because that's the normal in the breed.
Not because.
Because the Torah authorized it? Or no. Because of the
norm? Neither. I didn't say the Torah authorized it because it's a norm in the breed. The Torah talks about. I'll say it again. The Torah talks about a Reuben the Lesser. Come on, that's a.
I know, I'm aware.
The definition. I want to define Reuben the Lesser. Come on, you have to define it. The Rishonim define it. I'm just saying it in English. The Rishonim say it's a rov b'teva. That's the Rishonim's definition. No,
yeah.
I mean.
Same thing.
Okay, I don't agree. Statistical is not enough. Okay. Rov b'teva means there's a reason in the Bria that it should be that way. Hashem made the Bria to produce that. Statistical majority could be mikra. Could be a punk comes out that a statistical...
That's the measure of the nature is.
Okay, if that's what it is, fine. So you have a rov b'teva, a statistical majority, as long as we agree on the definition. Now, when you have a rov b'teva or a statistical majority, to me that means that there's a reason in the Bria. Hashem made a Bria, and there's a reason. The Bria produces non-treifa animals. The Bria produces, the norm is that parents, that the children, that's the father. They grow up in a household. That's the guy. Daddy, Abba, that's his father. That's a normal, that's the way the Bria functions.
Why does the Torah have to authorize?
Because without that, since there's a miut also, so you wouldn't know what to follow. The Torah, authorize, I mean, the Torah says, you may follow that when you have a suffix. That's a legitimate way of dealing with a suffix. If the Torah wouldn't have authorized it, you wouldn't be allowed to eat any meat without checking the animal thoroughly on a d'oraisa level, because you'd have a suffix if it's treif or kosher, and you couldn't utilize the fact that most animals are kosher. You couldn't use it.
What is the difference if you have a sample of 10 things and 8 of them are X and 2 of them are Y? It's the same thing.
You're asking such a good question, but I don't have to answer you. Because since the Gemara in Chulin says that you could know the din of Reuben the Issa come on, and you still would not know the din of Reuben the Lesser come on, we could talk in learning, but I don't want to get sidetracked now. I just want to say that the Gemara says that chilek, not me. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Minalan does lina basa Reuben. Minalan? Ache rabim lahatos. So the Gemara Chulin, Yud Yud Aleph, Hani mili Reuben the Issa come on. But how do you know Reuben the Lesser come on? So you see, the Gemara holds that you could know you follow Reuben the Issa come on, and you don't know you follow Reuben the Lesser come on. If you want to know a svara right now, I can bat one out for you, because you should jump on me. You say, how can I turn around and say that Reuben the Lesser come on is stronger because it's a vadai? But you see, in the Gemara, that the Gemara says you may follow Reuben the Issa Kamon, but you still don't follow Reuben the Lesser Kamon. So how can I stand here and say that Reuben the Lesser Kamon produces a Vadai and Reuben the... that's why I said legitimizes. The reason you don't know that you can follow Reuben the Lesser Kamon, I hold, is because just like the Rove is a Rove B'teva, the Miyut's also a Miyut B'teva. The Bria produces X amount of Trefos. So you know that there's Treif there. You know the Bria produces it. So that's, in one way, that's worse than a Reuben the Issa Kamon.
Why?
Because a Reuben the Issa Kamon, one thing was Pirish from the...
know there's Issa there.
No, but you don't know what this is. Wait. In Reuben the Issa Kamon, something was Poresh from the mixture. And now you want to know what that thing is. So when you follow Rove, there's no Miut. This is from the Rove. You have a set, a mixture. Everybody learned Miut.
You can't define the subset.
Baruch Hashem, I learned Miut in school. I just missed sets. But right behind me, one class below me, they were learning sets already in Miut. There's a set of 8 kosher and 2 treif. And one was Poresh, so you say it came from the 8, not from the 2. So that means you're saying, but by Reuben the Lesser come on, there's always a Miut. You always have to deal with a Miut. But the Gemara says it.
The Gemara
says it's a Svara. But I want to say a Svara that after the Torah legitimizes following Reuben the Lesser come on, it's after the Torah does say it.
How does the Torah legitimize?
Logo and Chulin. There's 2 blot and Chulin. Here's one way. That Makov Avimo Mos Yumos. Here's one way. Makov Avimo Mos Yumos. That you kill the guy based on Reuben the Lesser come on. Yeah, of course.
So after a rabbi is a plastic, and that's also plastic.
Right. And I want to answer Pnei Yeshua.
Okay.
I want to say that one produces Vadai and one's a Hanhoga. The reason I would say that Reuben the Lesser come on produces Vadai is because there's a reason why it should be that way. By Reuben the Issa Kamon, there's no reason why it should be that way. It's only the Torah telling you, follow the Rove. There's no reason it should be from the Rove. You may hold there is a reason it should be from the Rove. Because that's a lottery ticket.
I was thinking along the same lines, though, was that Reuben the Issa Kamon, you know for sure there's trade.
Well. No, you don't.
10,
no,
you know for sure.
Yeah, but you don't know that the one that was poor.
Right. But you know for sure there's. If you eat all 10, you for sure ate trade.
Yeah, if you ate all
but
10.
But by Reuben the Lesser Kamon, anytime you take a set, there's nothing actively telling you factually something is wrong there. Right? You know from your.
So that's
father,
why. That's Vadai. That's my point.
Right. But I'm saying why is it Vadai? Not because.
I hear you're saying a difference for. Anyway, but it is a machlekes bnei Yeshua and Shmaitza. So everybody could think about it, and you may hold like the Shmaitza, that there's no chilim to Reuben the Issa Kamon. I just want to point out that the Pnei Yeshua, we're learning, so this we have to know. The Pnei Yeshua, when he says that even if the Rove, you still have a Suffolk Mamzer, is talking about a Reuben the Issa Kamon, look at the Pnei Yeshua, that's what he's talking about. And the Shmaitza's Kasha is from Reuben the Lesser Kamon. That is... it is. Now, if you want to answer the Pnei Yeshua, you might want to make this chilek. If you don't hold the chilek, it means you have a spark of the Shmaitza soul in you. The Lachey Nira, now the Shmaitza still has a problem. Back to the old problem. He doesn't like anybody. He doesn't like the Marit. He doesn't like the Pnei Yeshua. He doesn't like the Pri Chodosh. So he's still holding by the Kasha. Suffolk Mamzer, why do you need a Pasuk saying it's Mutter? According to the Rambam, Savik Derayse is Lakula anyway. But first he stays with his tangent, I'm afraid. Dehecha de'ika ruba o chazaka as linan basra, certainly you follow it even by Savik Mamzer. Now he wants to say that although the Shmaitz is willing to tackle the Pnei Yeshua, but apparently he's not willing to tackle the Pri Chodesh. So he explains the Pri Chodesh a different way. He says the Pri Chodesh does not say what the Pnei Yeshua says he says. A regular chazaka. The chalecha dika chazaka gemura. Havalei mamzer vadai. That's the shmaitza shita. When you're following chazaka, it's a mamzer vadai. Elamayri b'sofek gerishin, ba'ofen decheskas eishes ish isra. There's a reyusa. There's something called a reyusa na chazaka. The shmaitza is a tremendous chiddush to me. I have to tell you when I learned it. A reyusa means something happened. A cheskes eishes ish We're talking about what's called the Chazaka de Meikara. She was an Eishes Ish up till now, so if you are clearing about her status now, you assume the status quo. That's, I like that word, that's the word for Chazaka. The status quo, so she was an Eishes Ish up till now, assume she's still an Eishes Ish. Yeah, something like inertia. Nothing changed. Right. Areyasa means something happened to make you think it might have changed. It's called areyasa. Something shook the chazaka. Areyasa, the marshal, the epitome of chazaka is that the kohen sees the bias and it has saras, and he walks away, and then he declares it has saras. Maybe in the meantime it cleared up. How could he know for sure? So that's one of the sources of chazaka. It was like that before. You don't know that anything changed, so you assume it stayed the same. But sometimes you have a reyusa. The case I told you before, that a woman was an Eishes Ish, and her husband threw her a get, and it's safek karav loy, safek karav lo. Right? If it's closer to him, it's not a get. If it's closer to her, it is a get. He threw it, everybody watched. Now, you know, you ask 10 bystanders by a scene, who hit which car, hit the other car, five people get this, five people swear this way, other people swear this way. So the din is you follow Cheskos Eishes Ish, but you don't. The problem is, the din is, there's a reyusa. Now, this is called a chazaka with a reyusa. Something specific happened to shake up the chazaka. Maybe she is. Now, the din is you follow the chazaka anyway. This is what was a big chiddush to Shmaitz to me. Then I looked in Encyclopedia Talmudis about chazaka de Isra, and it seems some hold it's takanat a chazaka, and the Gemaras that say it is talking midrabanon, because the Gemaras indicate that it still is a chazaka. You do still assume she's an Eishes Ish, even when there's a reyusa. So some say that's the rabanon. It's a whole can of worms, which the Shmaitzer will probably talk about in Shmaitzer Gimel, which is about Chazaka. Shmaitzer Aleph's about Safek. I'm not sure the numbers. Shmaitzer Aleph's about Safek, that I'm pretty sure of. Then there's a Shmaitzer about Ruba de Issa come on, and there's a Shmaitzer about Ruba de Lesser come on, and there's two Shmaitzers about Chazaka. So I'm sure in those Shmaitzers, he'll talk about Chazaka de Isra. Here he's assuming that a chazaka de Isra is not a chazaka on a Diraisa level. Due to the chiddush, but we'll assume that, and we'll assume that. We'll assume that's what the Shmaitzer says. The Gemaras indicate that you still follow the chazaka even after the Isra, that would be midrabanan. Okay. The pasuk's talking about when it's not Isra. The pasuk that says you follow chazaka is when it's not Isra, when there's nothing to shake up the chazaka. What pasuk? Safek Mamzer? We're not up to that yet. We're only up to the Pri Chodesh. He's saying when the Pri Chodesh says that when you follow, that when you have a chazaka, it's still a Safek Mamzer, he's not talking about a prime chazaka. We're not talking about a pumped up chazaka, a regular chazaka. He's talking about a chazaka de Isra, where you don't really follow chazaka. So then what's the Pri Chodesh talking about?
Well, would you follow Rav instead?
But we have to assume there's no Rav. There's no Rav. It's not a case of Rav. The suffix that osur in a Torah, but still shall be osur, umishum de ikba isura. He throws a curveball to Shmaitza. And he throws in a new thing. He says that you have a woman that was, let's say, an Eishes Ish up till a certain point in time. So the Pri Chodesh says that, okay, Chazaka, we'll assume she's still an Eishes Ish. But he doesn't mean Chazaka, really, because he's talking about a case of Chazaka de Isra, which is not a Chazaka. But he's still saying that you would assume she's an Eishes Ish, or at least you'd be afraid she's an Eishes Ish. According to the Rambam, you say something deraisa lekula. So he says there's a concept called ikba isura. Ikba isura means you have. What did we say according to the Rambam? The Rambam holds something deraisa is lekula on a deraisa level. How did we define the word suffik? There's a tzad of heter and a tzad of iser. One tzad plus one tzad doth a suffik make. That's a suffik. Now that's all if your suffik is theoretical. If you have a vadai tzad iser, and the classic case is the classic case of not ikba isura, is you have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's kosher or treif, and we're talking about, you don't know, you know, but if you asked your wife, you would know. We're talking about it's a suffik, like we talked about the first few days. Something happened to make it a suffik. That the Rambam says you go lakula. But let's say there's two pieces of meat, and you know one is kosher and you know one is treif, and you know, and you just don't know which is which. And you pick one up and you say, I think I'm going to eat this for supper. Even the Rambam would be modi and not allowed to. That type of safek is usur, even according to the Rambam. What do I mean, that type of safek? That's called ikba isura. The tzad of isur is staring you in the face. It's vadai there. It's not like theoretical. Is it mutter, is it usur? You know you have a treif piece of meat here on the table. You just don't know which is which. So this is a chiddush, but the Rambam says it, that he's modeh, even though he holds something deraisa l'kula, but in a case of ikba yisura, you go to chumra.
But where's the line? Two and one, 3 and 1, 4 and 1?
Well, 2 and 1 is already a rov. We're talking about a suffik, but the suffik is ikba yisura. Again, you know, if ikba yisura means you have two and you don't know which is which. So the isser is there. Ikba means it's been established. The tzad has been established. Now listen to the Shmaitz's genius here. He says he had the chazaka. A guy throws a get to his wife, Sofei Karav Loi, Sofei Karav Loi. So the Shmaitz holds you can't use Hocheska Seishas Ish because it's a chazaka de Isra. But what would the Rambam hold in such a case? Are you allowed to marry this woman? No. The Rambam would hold, because of Ikba Yisura. The fact that she was an Ashes Ish up till now, the Rambam, even though you're looking at this lady now, and you're saying, is she an Ashes Ish? Or isn't she an Ashes Ish? But since she was an Ashes Ish up till now, even though you can't use that to establish the rule of Chazaka, because it's Isra, and Isra you don't say a Chazaka, but the fact that she was an Ashes Ish up till now, says the Shmaitza, makes it Ikba Yisura. You have a Vaday Tzad Isra in front of you. She was an Ashes Ish up till now. That's the beauty, that's the Shmaitza. And therefore, that's what the Pri Chodesh means, he says. The Pri Chodesh doesn't mean Chazaka per se. A Vadef is a regular Chazaka. It's not a Sofik Mamzer anymore. It's a Vaday Mamzer. Pri Chodesh is talking about there's a Chazaka de Isra, and we don't follow the Chazaka. But the Chazaka de Isra is enough to create Ikba Yisura, and therefore would be Asur, and therefore the Pasuk says, Safik Mamzer is Mutter. That's what the Pasuk is talking about, and that's what the Pri Chodesh means. You know, he's trying to give the credit to the Pri Chodesh.
We know the din of the Rambam from the din of Asher Kalman.
The Rambam says, "Ukumash goes to the Rambam. Let's learn it inside. The Mevi'ah Noshim Tolui. You have to bring a Korban Noshim Tolui al Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. The Shmaitz holds it's a proof that if you have to bring a Korban, it means it was usher to do. If you have to bring a Korban, if you have two pieces of meat in front of you, one Chalev and one Shuman, and you inadvertently ate one, you have to bring a Noshim Tolui. The Shmaitz, the Rambam says that." The Shmaitz also dover poshut, as do almost virtually all achronim, that you only have to bring a carbon if it was also to do. If it was mutter for you to eat it, you wouldn't have to bring a carbon.
But
so, so what? Good, but you have to bring a carbon. But you have to bring an Hashem Talui. The Shmaitz hold it's inconceivable that the Torah said you have to bring a carbon on something that was mutter to do. And that, so when the Rambam says that you bring an Hashem Tolui, if you ate a chaticha mishtei chatichos, one piece of meat out of two, bal isha shen esgarsha safi gerishin, so why do you bring an Hashem Tolui for an isha shen esgarsha safi gerishin? Yes, the Shmaitz. Balk, so it must be talking about the Cheskasei Shasish Sheisra. The Imari boy from the Loy Yisra, you certainly bring a Chatos. You follow Chazoka, Cheskasei Shasish. And if someone's boy Loy, he has to bring a Chatos. She's considered a Vadaye Shasish. El boy from the Isra, the Cheskasei Shasish. And you're bringing a Ashum Tolim, which from the Ikba Yisura, Asum and Atorah. The Imkain Shapra, because of a Prichodosh. And that's what the Prichodosh means. The Mashkacha Sofik Mamzer Mi Sofik Gerishin. And you need a pasuk because otherwise it would be Asur. The Chaygavna Baalma Asur, but not because of Chazaka. The Shmaitz hold if it would be a regular full-fledged Chazaka, it would be called Vadai. But rather it's a Chazaka de Isra, and but normally it would be Asur because of Ikba Yisura. And now the Torah said, Sofik Mamzer Mutar. Im Ken Shapir, because of a Prichadosh, the Mashkacha Sofik Mamzer Mi Sofik Gerishin, the Chaygavna Baalma Asur, Mishum Ikba Yisura. Without Isra, Shalon is Garsha, Oruba, which is the Bnei Yeshua's case. Kaigatna Lav Safeku. That's what the Shemaitre says, it's not a Safek. Baba Gavta Prichodesh Nakat Belashono Safek Mamzer, Habome Eshesish, Shinaz Garsha, Safek Gerishin, Dislo Cheskas Isser. So, like, who am I trying to kid? The Prichadosh talks about Cheskas Isser. The Malma Kiagavna Asur, Lav Davka, Tain Tzorech Chazoka Vadois, El Afilu Isra, where you don't have a Chazoka, the Shmaitza holds. Nami Baalma Asur, because it's called Ikba Isura. When she got the Ikba Isura, Vina Lava Shem Talui, and Kosovo Taylor Perk Bez Luxubis, the Mimaskla Bola Boshem Talui, the Sophic Garish and Ikba Isura. It's a stickle Kiddish. Normally, Ikba Yisura, you think of two pieces of meat. One's Vadei Asur, one's Vadei Mutar. You don't know which this is. Here, we have more of a Sofek, is she an Eishas Ish or not? But you're calling it Ikba Yisura because up till now, she was an Eishas Ish. Not strong enough to use the Chazaka angle, because it's a Chazaka de Isra, but it's strong enough to brand it, Ikba Yisura.
It says it's a Lada.
What?
He says,
yeah, the Prichadosh, yeah.